fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're here again today with Brig Sorber. Brig is one of the founders of Two Men in a Truck. I'm sure many of you are listening have seen those unique white trucks and their really cool logo driving around, and I've always wondered who are the two guys that are doing all that work. And Brig is the executive chairman of Two Men in a Truck. Mm-hmm. Welcome back.
Thanks, Peter. It's a pleasure to be back.
If you didn't have a chance to tune in the program yesterday, Brig was just kind of sharing the story of how the business got built, which is really fun to listen to. But there's another story running through the whole thing, which is the story of his own spiritual journey. And that's what we want to get at today. So, Brig, why don't you just share with us a little bit about your background, kind of you were born and then what happened?
Sure. I was born into a family that really didn't have God in the family. Great parents. I mean, they worked very, very hard. They were married for 20 years, but we really didn't have God. You know, I probably went to church maybe a handful of times. And so really, I started to draw my own conclusions on Christians and basically thought they were weak individuals. I figured they couldn't make it on their own. So they just follow a process that was written by somebody else. And that's good for them. But I was strong enough to make it on my own. I mean, I thought that way even in high school. But I was an atheist. I did believe that there was a God. I believed that he was a God that I had to prove myself to. I felt it was a God that would rain hellfire on bad people. I felt that if there was a heaven, I was going to go because most people liked me. I was a pretty good guy. And compared to the rest of the people out there, I was a 5-star draft pick. So I figured if there was a heaven, I was going to go. But really, the whole process was set up really for weak people. When I went to college, I went to Northern Michigan University, played rugby there. I met my wife, who is number 12 out of 14 kids.
Wow.
So, yeah, some of you are thinking, I bet she's Catholic. Well, you're right. She is Catholic. And loved her like crazy. But she started questioning a lot of the things that I would do and the things that I would say. And maybe to this day, she still does sometimes. But back then, it happened a lot. And, you know, I started listening to what she was saying and think, you know what, I do have to change some of the things in my life. I need to grow up. And I started going to church with her at Northern. And I started noticing some other people that were also Catholics that were like, hey, I have a lot of respect for that person. I didn't know that they were Christian. I didn't know they were Catholic. And so that started to really to bend my thoughts on it. I thought maybe there's a little bit more to this. We did get married. I was not Catholic, but promised the priest that I would take the classes. And it took me like 2 or 3 years to do that. I eventually did take the classes and found it even more interesting. So I really went from not being a Christian to being a minimalist Catholic, as I've heard you say, Peter. I like that term because that's what I was. And I was in that all during Two Men in a Truck. As Two Men in a Truck started to grow and started to get bigger, I would admit that I was a Christian, maybe sending out Merry Christmas cards as opposed to Happy Holiday cards, a big step for some of us. You know, but it's time, you know, really to move on from that. So it was one of those times where, as a businessman, I really ran my business like the rest of the world would run the business, kind of hard, kind of harsh.
What did that look like when you say kind of harsh? What do you have in mind when you say that?
Great question. Let me think of one. I had an employee that was, this employee had been with us for a long time. I had about enough of this employee, and my mind was, I'm going to take her out, but I'm going to wait for the right time. I'm a hunter, so I thought, you know what? I'm not just going to shoot. I'm going to wait until she comes out in the open. I'm going to wait until she makes that one mistake and she needs to go. And that is not based out of love. And so what I have found is that person still might have to go, but maybe out of love as opposed to, and that was one of the things that I learned that I'll get to in a minute. But during this time, the business started to grow. And looking back on it, it was really interesting how God use this business in my life. I came from nothing. I mean, my wife and I, when we got married, we lived in a $15,000 house in the Upper Peninsula. Not a 50. I'm not sure how clear this radio is, but a $15,000 house. Had more animals in it than you'd probably see on Animal Planet. They weren't domesticated animals either. but I worked hard with everything that I had. And I think maybe God looked at me and he needed me and wanted me. And he's like, I'm not going to get him the other way. You know what? I'm going to give him everything that he wants. Let's see how he does. And I did. we slowly moved up into a bigger home. When I moved downstate back to Lansing to help my family run the business, bought a brick ranch house with a swimming pool, and I really thought I had made it. And, you know, I wanted to join a country club with other business people and tell war stories, you know, about our businesses and drink scotch and smoke cigars and that type of thing. I eventually got all that. And one day I woke up with just a pit in my stomach. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why aren't I happy? I mean, it was not like I was about to commit suicide, but it was like those thoughts did come to mind. It's like, I've got everything that everybody wants. My kids were doing fine. There was nothing I could blame this thing on. And I, looking back on it, I just crack up because that's really how God came into my life. And finally, it just really broke me down to that point. At that point, also, I just started reading the Bible. Remember the Left Behind series?
Yeah, right.
That kind of got me hooked. I started reading that end of time stuff. Yeah. And it referred to the Bible quite a bit, which allowed me to open the Bible. And I started reading these things. And it really dawned on me that I had to give my life to Jesus, that I can't manufacture this happiness out of money and success. It would never last. It never would.
Yeah.
And so once I did that, I mean, I broke down in tears and just gave my life to God. Mm. And through a long period of time, I mean, you're talking about a movie. If you think the next day you're going to feel good and everything's right. going to be flowers right. and butterflies right. and puppies, it doesn't happen. But God slowly saved me a little bit at a time, gave me just enough to eat, you know what I mean, to bring me in the right direction. Books started coming into me, which I was devouring Christian books, strong Christians, Catholic Christians coming into my life really, really helped me to start bringing me into a place. Mm-hmm. And in watching, and my wife was a big part of that too, being a Catholic, was bringing me along, praying for me. And my life did become much better. I started to breathe easier. And then I started thinking, geez, Brig, what if you took this feeling, this power of Christ into the business? What would that look like? And this thought came to me, Brig, you wouldn't even be here right now if it wasn't for God. If he wouldn't have settled you down and found you and settled your heart, you would have imploded before you even got to this point. So let's give this business to God. Let's see what that looks like. And I started praying every morning, God, what are we going to do in your moving business today? Mm. And I really think he scrubs our heart and gets all the plaque off. So the Holy Spirit, very quiet, the Holy Spirit to me anyway.
Yeah.
And when scrubbing that plaque off my heart and then all of a sudden feeling the Holy Spirit dropping thoughts into my head, in my prayers, started directing me in this business. Because remember, Peter, I did not have a business degree. I had a geography degree from Northern Michigan University, urban planning and land use regulation.
Well, at least at one point, you guys are certainly covering a lot of geography.
Yeah, I mean, that's a stretch, but I'll go with that. But it really made a huge difference. I want to share one thing with you that was just amazing. Is right before the recession started, this company was on fire, adding franchises, growing. The banker said, Brig, let's go out to lunch. I went out with my COO and my banker, and he was, hey, Brig, you know, how's the business going? I'm going, you know what? We're making a lot of changes right now. Our whole new IT platform. And he goes, well, we have $3 million here, Brig, set aside, and it's in a money market account. You let me know when you need that. And I said, okay, I'm going to need that soon because we really have to upgrade our things. Well, I found out later it was in a bond securities market. And to access that money out of bond securities takes an auction. And when the recession hit, that auction failed. And the funny part about this story was I was always praying to God about the business. But in the back of my mind, I always went, I have $3 million. Jesus, Lord, I need your help. In the back of my mind, I've got $3 million. It's like, was I so stupid not to realize that God can hear me think?
Yeah.
And so that auction failed when I needed the money. The banker called me up and said, Brig, I have some bad news. The auction failed. Well, when's the auction going to come back up again? It might never come up again. That $3 million is probably gone.
Hmm.
And so I went in my office and I shut the door and I just started cracking up. I mean, to me, it was hilarious. It was like, yeah. All right, now you've got my attention. Now we truly have nothing. And let me know, Lord, what I need to do. And there was many systematic things that came to me. And we saved the business. And I'd love to share those with you maybe down the road. But it was an absolute blessing. And those are the things, looking back, I could see Christ working with me, in some ways even having fun with me in my process of bringing him more and more into the business.
Here's the result of your great idea, Brig. You know, it's kind of great. Right. Yeah. And the I want to go back to, you were saying at a certain point, you gave your life to Christ.
Yes.
You know, and I'm thinking the words of John Paul II kind of echo in my mind in a document he wrote on evangelization called Mission of the Redeemer. In it, he said, every baptized Catholic at some point needs to come to a point in their life where they explicitly invite Jesus to be the Lord of their life and to become his disciple.
Yes.
And he was saying it, he said, because for many Catholics that never happens. It's almost inertia is just carrying us forward, and that minimalism that we talked about stays there instead of people coming to the point of saying, you know what, I need Jesus to be at the center of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that all means, but that's what it has to be. So share a little bit about that moment and what was going on through in your mind at the time. We have about, you know, 2.5 minutes. So,
through that time, God would give me great senses of peace along the way, and then it would just go away. And back in that time, I was working out a bit, and my mind works in analogies. I'm known in my office and with the franchisees of having mostly really bad analogies.
Yeah.
But they get a kick out of them, and I get a kick out of them. But one of the first ones that came to me was when I was working out is, geez, Brig, you like being in shape, right? How about if you work out like 50 minutes a week? How's that going to work for you? It's like, it's not. Yeah. It's just going to make me sore once a week. Yeah. It's like, well, if you want to exercise your faith muscle, get closer to Christ, you got to find ways of getting these little exercises in during the week. And it's like, I have to do that. And so, you know, I started, you know, reading that Left Behind series again. It was just kind of like a takeoff point, but it really got me into the Bible. And so I read through the whole Bible. You know what? 20 minutes every morning. I'd pray before that in 20 minutes. And I started interjecting Christ in. I started going to, later in my life, I started going to morning masses when I could. And that's and getting into the Bible. And that's what really set that up. So and when my time came to get my life to Christ, it was like, there comes a time you have to jump in that pool.
Yeah.
Even for us minimalist Catholics, you got to jump in the pool. And a lot of us are at the diving board, and we want to dip our toe in, we want to crawl in. It's like, no. And I think of this analogy, when the first time I went off into the deep end, my dad was there waiting for me, and I knew he'd catch me. I knew he wouldn't let me drown. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing for us people that want to become Christians or want to really get deeper into our faith. You've got to jump off the diving board. God's there to catch you. He will be. Your head is going to go underwater. There is going to be a second or two of chaos, and you're going to feel his hands around you, and you're going to be fine. You're going to learn how to swim, and you're going to learn and enjoy the adventures of life.
Yeah.
In there, as opposed to watching everybody else swim and trying to learn from them.
Yeah.
Get closer to God. Let him work with you. With me, it was like, before I became a Christian, I saw God from a distance working on other people. Get closer to God and work with him one-on-one and watch what happens, but you got to jump in.
No, it's a great way to end the program. It's good because it's going to be a great way to pick up the program tomorrow. Because I'd like to talk more about this, I think, taking that step of surrender to the Lord and being able to do it in the midst of a very busy life with a lot of demands, and the difference that made in your life. I really hope that our listeners can tune in tomorrow to be able to hear it, because I think it'll encourage you greatly. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words.
St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.